Going on, what's going on? It's your boy, Young Servant. Welcome back. Welcome back for another one. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know it's June 1st. It's been a couple of days, probably a week or so, but it's all good. We back. We here. We're going to touch bases a little bit. For all my people out there who's been listening, I apologize for the late return. Just making sure everything around me is good. Like I said, I'm moved. If y'all didn't hear the last podcast, if y'all were privy to this one right here. I said I moved. I'm in a different location. Everything's fine. The family's safe. Hope yours and pray yours is safe. Hope everybody's blessed out there. Hope everybody had a great week so far, and a blessed week so far, especially a great day. But y'all know it. It's your boy Young Servant. I'm here. We're gonna talk about it. Today's a little bit of, you know, it's gonna be a little bit of more meat as far as what's going on, as far as the topic at hand. I always say I'm not going to keep you guys long. I'm going to do my best to do the same today, tonight. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Y'all see the title. Y'all see the title. The Space Force, looking to the stars to finish Satan's plan. Now, I know a lot of people think, well, what does that mean? Or, you know, what does that entail? You know, we're going to get into it. I don't know if anybody been, or if anybody or everybody has been looking at the state of America right now, what's been going on as far as politically, as far as the agendas that they're trying to push, as far as the policies that they're trying to push, is legislation, the immigrants and the flooding of our borders on our, and you know, with all this. Why? Could it be a distraction? Could it be something that they're not telling us? Could it be something that they're not, that they're hiding? Could it be a reason why they're doing what they're doing? And giving us the surface spill of what is, you know, deteriorating the country. Could there be a bigger plan? Why are they showing us what we're being shown? Why are we seeing what we're being seen? Why is there so much confusion going on? Why is things like they have been for the past 3 years? Could there be more? Is there a hidden agenda? Is there another source of their modus operandi? What is driving America to push and show what we are witnessing? Could it be something else? Well, today we're going to talk about Space Force. I don't know if anybody has heard or privy to the military branch they have just, you know, added or recently have, I'm going to say recently have added, but they have brought to the forefront within the past year, the new addition to the military, which they call Space Force. I know they dropped a TV show about Space Force. They dropped, you know, little hints here and there about this thing that they call Space Force. Well, we're going to get into it and why. And of course, I got a couple of scriptures I'm going to read, of course, because it's biblical and it's prophetic on what they're doing. We're going to talk about how this could affect and what could be the changes that come from what they're doing, why the distractions are so strong, so back to back, so much. Why is it They're flooding the schools with certain agendas? They're flooding the kids with certain agendas. They're, you know, they got us focused on LGBT, transgender this, transgender that. They got us focused on all of these different things. I want to talk about the Space Force and show you guys, you know, for those who haven't been privy to what's been going on as far as on the underground government side. They show you what's on the surface, but they never tell us or show us what's on the bottom. They never give us the scoop. They give us the scrape, all right? So, like I said, it's your boy, Young Servant. We're going to get into this. Try not to be long, but I got a couple videos I'm going to play. Got a couple articles I want to read. And then we're going to hit this thing off with some scriptures. We're going to let y'all know what the Most High is going to let us know. The plan of Esau, the plan of this government, this wicked, satanic government. We're going to get the plan behind the man. All right. So it's your boy Young Servant. As always, like I do, I'm going to start this off with a song and I'll be right back. We're going to jump right into this no cut, no chaser. All right. Be right back. Your boy Young Servant. Welcome.
Sign of the time, yeah. Sign of the time, yeah. Sign of the time, yeah. Don't know what you got. Don't know what you got. Don't Don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought. The signs are tired. Signs are tired. Signs are. Signs of time, yeah. Had to rethink my Bible, had to rethink my lines, yeah. Had to think outside, yeah. Overthink my 9 to 5, oh, we a Fortune 5, yeah. Chosen, the first time that I heard that line, I couldn't hold it. The system's like a pirate, but your mind would get stolen. The system had to double back because your mind golden. Dropped us off in the ocean, but I can sense the blessings. Every time they put us on that line, they try to test us. Knowing we was different by design, they ain't get the message. Never cut that royal blood, I know it had them stressing. Knowing we them chosen ones, I know it had them stressing. Signs of the time, signs of the time. Signs of the time, signs of the time. What you thought, don't know what you thought, don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought, yeah. Don't know what you thought. It's a signs of time, yeah. Signs of time, yeah. Signs of time, signs of time, signs of time. Don't know what you thought, don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought. They try to play hide and seek what I passed. Now you in the driver's seat, foot on the gas. Coming back to the knowledge of who we are. Getting rid of all the ways to get back to law. Getting back to purpose. Everything is working, and I know it's working. First they had to purchase, and they had rehearsals. They just think it's working. Put us back in churches, lessons of the persons. The devil's God word, fix the eyes first. And we the chosen after all, and I'm God word. So when the times get hard, I pray that God word. Give me the knowledge of our walls, all that concept. Signs of the time, yeah. Signs of the time, yeah. Signs of the time, signs of the time, yeah. Signs of the time, yeah. Signs of the time. Don't know what you, don't know what you thought, yeah. 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 Signs of the time, 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 signs of the time. I don't know what you thought, yeah. I don't know what you thought, yeah. I don't know what you thought, yeah.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back. It's your boy Young Servant. We are here. Let's jump right into it. Let's jump right into it. So what's going on, y'all? Have anybody been paying attention to the underground government ideas that's been going on there? And I say underground because they haven't really given us the chance to really soak in as far as American citizens of what's going on. We just get bombarded by a lot of these agendas and by a lot of these policies, by a lot of these, what I would call thwarted mindsets of these Satanists, these reprobates, and these and those who are against the nuclear family in America. They hit us with a lot. They hit us with a lot of stuff, and they don't really tell us the angles of why they're shooting and flooding media with all of this controversial conversations and controversial outlooks on how things are or what people try to assume. You got people out here who want to be identified as a cat. People want to be identified as a dogs. One guy wants to identify as a different age. You want to be trans age. You feel younger, so you feel like we should acknowledge him. He younger. You got somebody who feel like they're supposed to be blind. You got all of these different controversial pieces, and no one's really looking at why all of a sudden have we been bombarded with all of these different mindsets, these different distractions that have all of our people, black, white, I don't care who you are, have all of the citizens of America up in roar and in a state of confusion. Well, I want to snatch a piece of your mind, if that's okay. Let me have a piece of your brain, and I want you to just open your mind, open yourself up, and listen to me. All right? It is a distraction. I need you to feel me on this. It's a distraction. Why do I say it's a distraction? Because a lot of the times when you're in war, the best way to war against an enemy is to have them believe there's no war, or to have them concentrated elsewhere, have their focus not on the war or the enemy standing in front of them, but have them focusing on something else that can be a distraction of what they would deem, a decoy. We need something to have them focused on while we cut the legs from up under them, while we, you know, create a plan, execute a plan, and run this thing. We can't show them our hand while we do what we do. We need them distracted with the games, the playoffs, you know. We need them distracted. We can't have them looking at us. And the reason why I'm formulating it this way is because we really don't understand how sinister things have become in America, how far gone mentally the population has gotten. You know, we don't realize how distant we are as a nation. Well, what they would consider as a nation, they've torn apart the nuclear family. They have disrupted the households by taking the man out of it. They're trying to influence the children against themselves. So with all of these things going on, they have not given us the time, the opportunity to digest what's going on in this economy. One thing happens, we realize what's going on, that becomes a conversation, then another thing happens, then Ukraine happens, then this happens and that happens, and we don't have fully the time to realize or to take in what is being prompted for the citizens, what environment. That's a better word. What environment they're preparing for the citizens. They're not preparing us for it. And at the same time, they're building military. They're building military. And this is for my Bible believers. After those who believe in God, those who believe in Christ, those who believe, of course, I am an Israelite, but if being an Israelite has no effect if I don't believe in Christ. So yes, I know who I am as a Hebrew Israelite, not a black Hebrew Israelite. But as a Hebrew Israelite, being a son of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob from the tribe of Judah, I understand that. But believing in Christ is my all to end all. That makes more of my belief system strength worthy versus me just saying, well, I'm of the bloodline of, you know, whichever tribe you are, you're saying that you are, no matter what tribe you're from. If you don't believe in Christ, it's null and void. In the void. It's not about being a Israelite. It's about being the Israelite, which was Christ. All right. So why are we as a American, you know, I would say American citizens, why are we being distracted and what are we being distracted from? Let's talk about it. All right. I don't know if anybody was worried about CB News. You know, if people read like that anymore, everybody on their phones nowadays. But something happened May 24th. Something happened May 24th that had American Congress, so, you know, senators and things like that. An article came out. I'm going to read this article. Got a couple. I'm going to try to speed through these things because I don't want to take too much time on them. But there is an article by Scott McFarland. This article came out May 24th of this year. And it goes this. I'm just going to read it. It says, senators issue satellite phones offered demonstrations on upgraded security devices. I'm going to read this. It says, amid growing concerns of security risks to members of Congress, Over 50 senators have been issued satellite phones for emergency communication. People familiar with the measures told CBS News. The devices are part of a series of new security measures being offered to senators by the Senate. Sergeant at Arms, who took over shortly after the assault of, you know, the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, the satellite phone technology has been offered to all 100 senators. CBS News has learned at least 50 have accepted the phones, which Senate administrative staff recommended senators keep in close proximity during their travels. So satellite phones have been issued to senators, and they're telling them to keep them in close proximity while they travel. It says in testimony before the Senate Appropriation Committee last month, Senate Sergeant at Arms Karen Gibson said satellite communications is being deployed to ensure a redundant and secure means of communication during a disruptive event. Now, those who are strong listeners, it says a redundant and secure means of communication during a disruptive event. So with that being said, that lets us know. I'm going to finish the article, of course, but that lets us know in that piece that there will be a disruptive event, which is why they're issuing satellite phones to these senators. We have to understand and listen and pay attention to when they start dog whistling. All right. It says Gibson said the phones are a security backup or backstop in the case of an emergency that takes out communications in parts of America. So they're dog whistling again. They're dog whistling. I know a person might be like, No, they're dog whistling. Something's going to happen that takes out communications in parts of America. It says federal funding will pay for the satellite art time needed to utilize the phone devices. So that means U.S. citizens will be paying for this. Taxpayers will be funding this. All right. A Department of Homeland Security advisor and satellite advisory said that satellite phones are a tool for responding and coordinating government services in the case of a man-made or natural disaster that wipes out communication. So what that is implying to us, those who are strong listeners, those who are strong hearers, something's going to happen that's going to disrupt communications. It's going to take out communications. And it's going to wipe out communications. All right. Something's going to happen to where this is going to be an issue for American citizens. They haven't told us what event. They haven't spoken to us about what event. But, you know, if you're a person who likes to go, you know, like me, who like to go search for certain things, like Bill Gates talking about, there's going to be a second pandemic. Biden said it's going to be a second pandemic. Obama said it's going to be a second pandemic. There's going to be a second event or another event altogether that's going to stop, disrupt, and wipe out, take down communications. Not probably, guaranteed. Guaranteed. It says Gibson has also opened an office demonstration space in the basement of Russell. Yeah, that's not that really important. All right. So, of course, and why did I go there? The reason why I went there is because it's very, very important for us to understand. It's very, very important for us to understand that it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So what do? We've been talking about this. Church has been talking about this. Stock up on food, stock up on materials, stock up on things that can prepare you for a time like this. Food, alternative food, sources of water, all of these different things that can sustain you in the advent of a state of emergency. So what are they planning while the world sits in silence? What will they be planning? If just so happened the lights and everything goes out and communications are down, what do you think the government will be planning while the world sits in silence? The government has put out in the media that there will be another event. And I'm saying that repeatedly because I want to beat that in your mind. We need to understand that there will be another event. Why communications being down is such a big thing. And I'm going to say this in advance, get you a satellite phone. The prices sometimes will be between like $1,100 to $1,300, depending on what you get, what chip, what size chip, just so you're able to make at least one or two important calls that could possibly save your life. That could possibly save your life. Communication is very, very important. But why did the government put this out? Why did they put this out? Because the communications has not just been used on their side, but on our side as citizens to come together and communicate and realize that we have been played by the government. So one reason communications could be snatched and taken down is because that puts a big wrench in those who are seeking to come together and communicate, realizing that they've been played and that they've been playing all of us against one another. They've been doing it for the longest. They, in order to fracture this nation, they had to turn everyone against each other. A lot has happened that has done that, but just these previous couple years, nothing has you more standoffish from your citizens or from your neighbor like a cold. Hint, hint. Like a cold, like a flu, something that can get you sick or harm you, you know, genetically or biometrically. So they've orchestrated a lot of things. And I'm going to show you how this ties into the Space Force. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to be too long, but I'm going to preference this the right way. Let the Most High be willing with the greatest elders that I have and the greatest bishops of the church that I have. I'm just being a servant and bringing what I have to you guys. What is the communications being down? What is that trigger for society? What is that trigger? And why would the government seek to wipe out communications? I know people be like, well, the government wouldn't do that on purpose, would they? You think so? You think so? This country, along with a lot of other countries, is a control-driven country. It's Esau. It's Edom. It's Rome. If you do your research and your history, Rome has always sought out to have control of the minds of their citizens. They would create games, and during those games, like the Marb, they would bring out someone during those games to give announcements, to have everyone on code with the status quo, or with the agendas, or with the policies, or with the legislations they would be bringing forth. This is just an extension of Rome. So when they no longer have control of the scenarios of the citizens, they shut it down. They shut it down. Too many people are awaking. God's people have awakened in this land. The children of Israel have risen, and you have a lot of people out there who, you know, it's like, well, you know, these Israelites, they out there, they quacks and this and that third. You have some that are forward. You have some that are, you had different sets of Israelite factions during crisis time. You had the Zealots, you had the Pharisees, you had the Sadducees, you had the Essenes, you had different factions. Christ is the way, so we're followers of Christ. We're not followers of the Zealots. We're not followers of the Pharisaical law. We follow the law, but through Christ. We're not out there killing and murdering goats in front of people. We don't have to deal with that. We deal with Christ. But the idea of the bottom, which were the slaves, who were the children of Israel, have awakened now. The floor is crumbling up under Rome. So it not only gives them notice that their system is about to, you know, be over. It gives those around us. We're talkers. We start telling everybody the system's coming down. Are you not noticing? Are you not seeing what's going on with the system? They're not just coming after me, but they're coming after you. Because if I'm telling you that the same system that we both live in, Israelite or not, if I'm telling you that the system that we're living in is crumbling, what do you think that means for you and your family? What you've invested, what you have, your future, your kids' future. So if we're disrupting the system, with truth, the communication has to be cut from the idealistic thinkings of the controlled government system, which is wrong. Their communications will also be funded by the taxpayer money. So these satellites phones that these that they're getting will be funded by us, apparently, unfortunately. But we have to get on board with realizing and coming and getting on track with what's about to happen. What's about to happen? So, of course, I wanted to coin this around the Space Force, because what is Space Force, or what are they doing out in space? And I know a lot of people are saying, well, what does this have to do with the Space Force? I don't see what the top. Stick around. We're gonna get there. What happens when chaos takes America and people have been drawn in on either side and there's no phone calls or phones to record anything or to do anything when the lights go out? You can't record the Karens. You can't record the racism. You can't record the fights. You can't record someone assailing against you. You can't record none of these things. One thing we all know, and of course, if you're in the hood, if you're in the neighborhoods, if you're in the communities and you're in the inner cities, one thing that we all know for sure, because of our people, for some reason, they can't help but resist the fact, is materialism. We're going to, some, not we, but as a people, my people are going to loot for free stuff. That's one thing that we all know is going to happen. In the midst of a blackout, the first thing that we do is we go try to get some free stuff. Another thing that's going to happen, riots. Riots. But what if someone has the opportunity to get rid of someone else under the night or the cover of darkness and not serve one day because the communications are down and the police can't be communicated with to save them? All of these different things. This would be a perfect time for anybody who has an enemy to seek out this perfect time to take that person out. This is an event that they said that's going to happen. They always tell us, well, just in case this happens, we're going to do this. And then it happens. When have the government ever said just in case? And it has not happened. It's their way of telling us that it's going to happen. They can't be right out right with the citizens. The citizens will rebel. The citizens will be up in arm. You see what happened, quote unquote, even though I believe it was rigged, but quote unquote, they used the storming of the Capitol to move agendas, to move legislation, to implement bills and laws, to progress and move forward with their plan. You really think that would have happened? They could have had military all over that place to make sure not one person entered, but they allowed it. Why? They needed the eyes. They needed the media. They needed those in play to witness it so they can bring forth and counter with something else to progress their agendas, to progress the takedown and destruction of a country. I don't know if people think that's hard to, you know, what this is, that's hard to believe. Keep listening. Keep listening. This is why we talk about stocking. This is why we talk about getting reserves and food and things like that. Alternate sources, like I said. So you'll know how to respond in a state of emergency. You're not going to be out in the craziness. You're not going to be, if you're a father with children or a wife with kids, you're not going to be out there trying to ramble and just, you know, figure out what's going on and how to do this and how to do that. You're going to be safe in your home, planning, secure with resources for your next step. When they say that an impending event could happen, it's like an engineered purge under our noses. It's like an engineered purge that they're trying to create. What are the citizens to do in the event of an event? Which makes this time very, very important for you to know who your enemy is. That's just around the board. We must take inventory on those around us and really think about who is for us and who is against us, who will manipulate us for their own reasons. You know what I'm saying? We have to really think about those who just only come in our lives to use us for their own benefit. Who are those around us that purposely tear us down? Because when the lights go out, you think they'll be on your side. And some of them might position themselves on your side, but this is just a position. They will seek to take you down. They will seek to harm you and your family in the state of self-preservation. And I know this kind of comes off real heavy, but I need, you know, I've been gone a minute. It's time to take the gloves off. This is the second chapter of podcasting. It's time to take the gloves off and speak to the people. The benefits of knowing and preparing. There's benefits. There's benefits. We must also understand that our protection first comes from the Most High in the heavens. All right. That we must understand. That we must know. That we must consider. And we got to realize that off top. You know what I'm saying? All right. So with that being said, let's go into the Space Force. Let me know if any of y'all have ever heard this. All right. I've never heard it, but I'm going to play this. It's what they would call the Space Force unveils anthem type vibe. All right. I don't know if anybody can hear this. I'm out of time. It's pretty shocking when I heard it. So let's see. All right. Let's see if anybody, you know what I'm saying, know what this is. Listen to this. Fair use. If anybody heard this, leave a message. Let me know y'all heard this. Has anybody heard that before? And I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna read it, because it probably was real high octaves and you probably couldn't hear it. But this is a Space Force song. This is what it says. I'm gonna repeat it so you can hear it word for word. It says, "We're the mighty watchful eye. With a mighty watchful eye, guardians beyond the blue, beyond earth, the invisible front line." I'm gonna show y'all where this is going. The invisible front line. Bodily reaching into space. All right. It says bodily reaching into space. There's no limit to our sky. The Space Force, there's no limit to our sky. Standing guard both night and day. We're the Space Force from on high. They killed that. They killed that. It's almost like Satan sent them that song and that little jingle itself. Now, why did I play that? We need to understand, of course, like it's tickling for me because they're so blunt with it. When Satan promised to go out into the heavens, to rule amongst the stars, above the stars. So his cohorts or his workers would need to position themselves out there, position material. They would need to orchestrate a plan to get him there. If this is Satan's kingdom, when Satan offered Christ the kingdoms. He said, I will give you all of these kingdoms. And America was included. Only if you bow before me. That means Satan had power and government over all earthly governments. And Christ said, no, I'm good. That means this nation, this country, this government is working for Satan. Believe it or not, this doesn't really matter to me. But that lets us know, that's a key indicator where they're, what's happening and who they're doing it for. We need to understand and realize why they're trying to distract us, like I said, with all these other political agendas, as well as arguments about LGBTQ and transgender rights. It's really to keep us distracted while they do something. It's to keep us distracted. So let's talk about the Space Force that's being funded by taxpayers, might I add. Let's talk about it. What is the Space Force? Some will probably, you know, ask. Now, I'm going to be honest. They kind of, you know, I don't know if anybody was watching the Super Bowl when they was watching the Super Bowl last year. But they brought it, you know, to our attention fully around that time with the, you know, you can go back and watch the Super Bowl or towards the end of it. I don't know if it was the end or the halftime show and probably the beginning. To get it out the way, to say they ain't, so they to set, tell us they didn't, we can't say they ain't bring it up. But around the Super Bowl that time, they was telling us to give a round of applause to the Space Force, and I'm like, the heck is that? But it makes sense now. It's like a light bulb. It makes sense now, and that's the first time, you know, that I was really digesting, like even hearing about it. I'm sure the Space Force, the government, probably been working for a space working. For, you know, or working to have a Space Force for some time now, but where they are now is bringing it into the forefront. So what is the Space Force? What is the Space Force? Let's see here. Let's go and see. Let's see. I'm going to read it for you. Bear with me one second. Three. Is this it? Yes. So what is the Space Force? A couple of articles. I'm going to read them. Keep it going. The USSF is the newest branch of armed forces. It was established December 20th, 2019 with enactment of the fiscal year 2020 National Defense Authorization Act and will be stood up over the next 18 months. So did anybody know that this was the newest branch of the Army forces for space? If you did, let me know. Did anybody know that this was the newest branch of the Army? Anybody? Nobody? This is what they were doing the time of the election of 2020. And while everybody was worried about the politics between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, they were developing a whole new wing of military, which is prophetic. I'm going to let you know that during those 18 months, I'm speaking from the time of 2020, after 2020, they had this initiative called Project Warp Speed. That ring a bell to anybody? Project Warp Speed. We know that verbiage is only used for space. I don't know if there's any Star Trek or Star Wars fans out there. The guy who, of course, who came out with Star Trek, this guy was a crazy Satanist. You can look him up. You know, he was a crazy cultist. This man was allegedly giving all of them episodes and stuff, you know, from, you know, fallen, you know, demons and all that. I mean, fallen angels and all that. That's a whole nother topic in itself. But the term or verbiage, Project Warp Speed, or the term Warp Speed, was used in like Star Wars and Star Trek and stuff like that. And they used that verbiage when they were giving people the vaccinations for COVID. If anybody don't know what that was, just to fill you in, what they said Project Warp Speed was. It was them saying, we must get this to everyone. There's a reason why, and a connection to the Space Force. Some people might not believe this, but some of those vaccinated will be utilized for Satan's army. That's a whole other conversation as well in itself, but cat's out the bag on that one. There's a reason why they needed everybody to get this untested, unfinalized, one-size-fits-all chemical. This will have, you know, this will have access to all of your commerce and all this type of stuff. So next slide. I mean, next, let's read the next article. That's what it is. It says, what is the mission of the U.S. Space Force? The U.S. Space Force is a military service that organizes, trains, and equips Space Force in order to protect the U.S. and allied interests in space and to provide space capabilities to the joint forces. USSF responsibilities will include developing guardians, acquiring military space systems, maturing the military doctrine for space power, and organizing Space Force to present to our combatant commands. There's more. There's definitely more. Definitely more. Why do we need a Space Force? It says, A, space has become essential to our security and prosperity. So much so that we need a branch of our military dedicated to its defenses. What are we defending in space? Who are we fighting in space? Can somebody tell me? Ain't nothing but a bunch of, you know, let them tell it. Ain't nothing but a bunch of space out there. So who are you fighting in space? It says, just like we have branches of the military dedicated to protecting and securing the air, land, and sea, unfettered access to space is vital to national defense. Space systems are woven into the fabric of our way of life. Space affects almost every part of our daily lives and are fundamental to our economic system. For example, satellites not only power the GPS technology that we use daily, but allows us to surf the web and call our friends, enables first responders to communicate with each other in times of crisis, timestamp transactions in the world financial market, and even allows us to use credit cards at gas pumps. So this Space Force will have access. They will be a part of what they deem, and what I'm hearing, is this will be attached to our commerce. This will be attached to our identification. So when people look at it from a outside looking in, or when I look at it from an outside looking in, this was to put everyone on the military grid for a military watch. The all-seeing eye, maybe? The all-seeing eye. The Pentagon, where they all come together and strategize for the New World Order. The Pentagon, or the pentagram. Just like they did in 9/11 event, the event of 9/11, they had to make a war with the Middle East so they could use, or so they could bring in the Middle East into the war, to the world, one world order, you know, type of mindset, because they were behind the technology. This is what you can go look up. The only reason they warred with the Middle East was so that they could speed up and bring them into Satan's army. It was a one world order run type of war. They had to use some type of political event to get over there and fight against that government before they began to make their way back here to America, into the other Western world countries, to bring them down to a third world country type of status, to force the Western world to join Satan's army as well. It's kind of strange when you look at the politics of things that America seems or tries to push via TV. But when you uncover it, it's a little more sinister than they tell us for sure. Next. Where is Space Force headquarters located? The USSF headquarters and office of the Chief of Space Operations is located in the Pentagon. The Pentagon, the pentagram, just like the Army, Navy, Marines Corps, and Air Force. The Pentagon has their feet in everything. The U.S. government has their feet in all aspects. And I shall say, quote unquote, Rome has their feet in all aspects of control of their citizens. All of it. We can look at it from an outside standpoint or a branch or an idea of, you know, just a bunch of bigots up there trying to rule and get all the money. It's not about money. They print money. They print money. It's not about the money. It's about control. It's about complete control. Complete control. Next. Where will members of the Space Force come from? The U.S. Space Force will initially be composed of uniform and civilian personnel, conducting and supporting space operations as part of Air Force Space Command. Over the next year, units and personnel from other parts of the U.S. Air Force will transfer into the U.S. Space Force. And the reason why they had to put that out there is because a lot of folks are going to look at it when they start to dwindle the Air Force. It's like, well, what's happening? What happened to the Air Force? Why ain't there no more Air Force? Why don't we see any more Air Force officers? You know, it's because they're consolidating everybody to fight in the Space Force. There's going to be a war. They're just not telling you there's going to be a war. They're preparing and they're posturing themselves to fight something in the sky. They're just not telling you what it is or who it is. A Space Force implies that there will be someone to fight in space. Clearly, it's common sense. And when you look at the immigration tactic that they have moved on the citizens, like they said, personnel and officers, when you consider those that have gotten sick or have passed away due to COVID protocols, just in general, they will have the people or immigrants to try and step up for armed forces. We have to look at it from a perspective of, well, a lot of people, quote unquote, let them tell it, passed away and died during the COVID pandemic. Or should I say plandemic? A lot of people passed away. A lot of people, you know, died. And, you know, a lot of our elderly, whatever the case is, the numbers kind of dwindled. We weren't voting for the Democratic Party anymore. But they were able to flood the gates with all these immigrants. Flood the gates. And they've done things like spoken to black communities saying that we need y'all blacks to vote. We need to stop the voter suppression. Like we've ever been suppressed to vote since we had the chance to vote. Voter suppression. Well, that's not true. That ain't true. That's definitely not true. The issue under, you know, the issues that came under them pushing voter suppression was for illegal immigrants to vote without an ID. And it was Russian citizenship for these people. That was their peace and plan and modus for that. Since black people ain't voting no more, we got a lot of black people out of the way, we got a lot of the inner cities and the poor out of the way, let's bring in a rush wave of immigrants and we'll have them vote for the Democratic Party and we'll try to win unanimously. We'll give them immediate citizenship. They can vote without an ID. We don't even got to know who Pepe or nothing. They just vote for the Democratic Party. This is the strategic tactics the government uses on its citizens. Or should I say Rome? uses on its citizens. Imagine this. Just imagine this for a minute. All of these different immigrants who are now in America, who are being instituted into joining like armed forces, because I know right now out in Cali, you can be, as long as you have a green card or as long as you have the proper paperwork, and you were an immigrant strictly off, it used to be you had to be a citizen of America for a certain amount of time or this and a third, but now you can come straight off, straight out of a different country and join the police force. And over there in California, some places, some different places, I'm sure. But what I know for sure is it's in California, which normally starts the ball rolling for other states. But you can join the police force. No discrimination. And the person might look at that and be like, well, that's great. You know, he came into America. You know, he paid his dues. He should be able to join the police force. OK, that's one way of looking at it. But what happens when all of these different immigrants, whether they be our family or not, but speaking from a citizen standpoint, what happens when all of these different immigrants and all of these different people come into a country and join their armed forces, joins their military, joins their police force? What happens after them being instituted into the system and coached in the system? It's almost like having a foreign army defending citizens, right? That's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. Next article. Let's keep it going. Got a lot to chew. Going to keep it going. Got a lot to chew. Let's see. Next piece. Bear with me. What happens to Air Force Space Command? Are the personnel now in the Space Force? It says the organization Air Force Space Command was redesignated as the U.S. Space Force. So they're going to shrink the Air Force. The personnel who belong to the AFSPC are now assigned to the USSF, but currently remained airmen with the U.S. Air Force. Airmen in select space-related jobs will be transferred to the USSF, becoming members of the USSF. In deliberate manners over the next 18 months while other airmen will remain assigned to the USSF in a supporting role. So they're shrinking all the other military branches, starting with the Air Force. Consolidation. Because the real war, the real fight that they feel like they have to get ready for is a fight of Christ cracking that atmosphere. That's the war they're preparing for. And we're going to show you who's behind this war, or who's behind the creating these different political branches and these different sides to fight against our Lord and Savior. Next article. Will there be Space Force bases? The question is yes. The Department of the Air Force is reviewing Air Force installations, which will be designated as U.S. Space Force bases. Any decisions will be made public following appropriate stakeholder notifications. So basically, yeah, there'll be Space Force bases, but we'll let you know if it's important. You citizens who are paying your tax money to fund this, We'll let y'all know where their bases are if we feel like y'all need to know. Huh? How about that? But keep sending us your money. Keep paying your taxes. What is the next step? It says we are moving out expediently and deliberately. As we stand up the new service, we are taking care of our service members while ensuring the success of our ongoing space missions. The initial staff for the Chief of Space Operations was stood up with the president's signature of the FY20 NDAA. This staff is a focused and establishing functioning headquarters, preparing to execute the full scope of its organized, trained, and equipped responsibilities, and in conjunction with the U.S. Air Force, developing a detailed plan to transfer forces into the U.S. Space Force. Updates will be provided as new information becomes available. So, like I said, they're shrinking all of these other branches. So there's going to continue to be a Marine Corps. It's going to continue to be an Army. But Air Force, if it has anything to do with space, it has anything to do with the air, which implies Air Force, space protocol, policies. Most of those will be shrunken into the designated bodies of the Space Force. So the Space Force, being that it's the newest branch of military, is getting major backing, not just through military, but presidential backing. Who you think idea this was? Don't just say the president, because he's on the payroll. He gets paid every year. Who's paying the president? Whose ideas are these? We're going to get to it. I think it's like two more. We're going to get to it. How many people will be assigned to the Space Force? With the resignation of the AFSPC as U.S. Space Force, approximately 16,000 military and civilian space personnel were assigned to the Space Force on December 20th, 2019. So it says not just military, but civilian personnel. What has happened in the past 2 years that could provide civilian personnel? Immigration, the flooding of the borders, and them joining the military and armed forces of America in different states. Joe Biden is more than just sleepy, but Sleepy Joe over there. These assigned personnel are at present time airmen with the U.S. Air Forces. Appropriate personnel will have the opportunity to transfer into the new armed forces and become U.S. Space Force service members in a deliberate manner. If additional units are redesignated or realigned to or from the U.S. Space Force, then the number assigned will change accordingly. So they're drafting. And of course, we ain't joining it, but they're drafting. They're drafting. They are drafting. All right. So let's bring this to full circle real quick. Let's bring this, slow it down and bring this to full circle. So 2020, they would have us thinking about the cold or COVID. 2021, they would be talking about vaccinations. They would have us thinking to alter our DNA with chemicals, with a one-size-fit-all type of serum. 2022, it would be about Ukraine and the war of Ukraine and the drainage of money from the citizens. We ain't got no money. The increasing of debt for the citizens. In 2023, the news would transfer to unidentified objects. At the same time, America will be talking about a space force. All of these are connected. Are they? Yes, they are connected. They're connected. And of course, this is a question for all of my Satanists and my atheists out there who don't believe in the Bible. Can you answer or explain why America is forming a body of military for space? What book can you bring that breaks down that? Muslims, can y'all bring a book that breaks down why there'll be a space military? Hindus, Nuwabics, Egyptologists, can y'all let me know why there would be a space force? What resource do you have in your belief that would tell us there's a reason that Esau or Edom or Rome would look to fight in space? Just curious. Just curious. Let's go to the book of Obadiah. We're going to round this up now. Let's go to the book of Obadiah. Let's see why the Space Force is being conducted. Let's just take a gander into the scriptures. You know what I'm saying? I think the Bible got answers for everything. I think it do. Let's see where I'm at. I'm gonna go to the book of Obadiah. Let's see. Bear with me. Book of Obadiah. Sorry, y'all. My book, you know, had my Bible for a minute now, so I'm just trying not to break some pages. One second. Almost there. Right. Come on. Wait. The book of Obadiah. Let's go. We here. Sorry about that. Let's read the book of Obadiah and let's see if we can get a little bit of understanding on why Esau or Edom. And yes, we recognize that he's Edom. He's the what I would call the invisible man who tries to say he's everybody. He's a $5 Indian. He's this person. He's Russian. He's German. He's, you know, European. He's Edom. He's Edom. The vision of Obadiah, thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is set among the heathen. Arise ye, let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. So one thing that Edom likes to do is to break up the citizens into groups, especially when they're majority of one, you know, set of people. The children of Israel is here in America, undisputedly so. But instead of calling us the children of Jacob, they'll say, well, we have the blacks who are a minority, the Spanish and the Latino who are a minority. We have the Jamaicans or the Haitians who are a minority. They'll break us down into small groups. Because with psychology, they think or believe that if they can break us down into little groups and they can all stand as the European, there's no slack to Europeans. You know, I love all people. It's no pressure. But the mindset of the elites, if they can break down everyone else and have them think that, well, the blacks and the brown, they aren't blood. They have blacks and Mexicans fighting amongst each other because they have taught us in education in schools, and they've made us believe through socialism that we're different, that we're not the same of, you know, bloodline. When history in the Bible tells us that Judah and Issachar are brethren, they'll have the blacks in the, you know, in the ghettos, and they'll have the Jamaicans and the Haitians think that they're just different sets of black people. When Judah, Benjamin, and Levi are brethren, the Latinos, the Puerto Ricans, they're brethren. That's Ephraim. Jacob had 12 sons, and 12 sons create a big family. The Columbans, that's family. The North American Indians, Gad, that's family. But what they did was they broke us down into small groups to have us think that we're the minority, when the Bible tells us and explains to us that we're the majority. But it tells us that, behold, I have made thee small, Edom, among the heathen. Out of all the heathen, out of all the different Gentile nations, amongst the Japanese, amongst the Arabs, amongst the Chinese, Esau, Edom, is the smallest among them all. But they'll do things like make Europe big on a map. You know what I'm saying? False advertising history, or just straight up, you know, common sense when it comes to geography. It says, the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the cleft of the rocks. Esau, Edom, wasn't given land because Ham, Shem, and Japheth, the lands were divided. When Edom came on the scene, there was no land allotted to him. So he took to the mountains, Mount Seir, the Caucasus Mountains. He took to the mountains. That's why you have what they call the Neanderthal, the cave dweller, these different terms. It says, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as thy, it says, as the eagle. Now, when you look at most, I'm going to say most of all, all European countries, who represents and has on their flag the bald eagle? Definitely could say America for one. You have these European countries with the eagle. It says, as they exalt themselves as the eagle. When they came over the Roman Catholic Church, they had a post with a cross with an eagle on it, posing to be followers of Christ. They travel with the eagle. The eagle sits up in the highest trees to look down on its prey. That's why it says, whose habitation is high. It says, that they saith in thy heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and thou, it says, and though thou set thy nest among the stars. What people, what nation have started things like NASA? Well, we just going to Mars and look for water. Really? We got water here. You know, we just trying to see what's out there. So you build space shuttles and you engineer satellites and stations to be up there to just chill in a no gravity type of vibe, like NASA. It says, though thou set thy nest among the stars. Who's doing this? Who's going out into space, creating a military, a space force to war, to have a base, to have a station amongst the stars? And tell the citizens, well, we just trying to make sure that, you know, that you're okay. If you want to do that, stay here. You don't got to make sure that we're okay from space. We're not in space. But they have to lie to the citizens to get their money, to get the funding, to progress their agenda. They have to lie to citizens. That's what they're good at. Deceiving, deception, deflecting and reflecting, planning. It says, thence will I bring thee down, because Christ will bring down all of that mess when he comes into the atmosphere. It's all coming to the ground, saith the Lord. It says, if thieves came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers come to thee, would they have not left some grapes? How are the things of Esau searched out? And how are his hidden things sought up? So how can we figure out what Esau's doing? How can we figure him out? How can we figure out who's Edom? Who's Esau? We look at what he does. We look at the agendas that are being pushed, the progression of a satanic system, where it's headed, what they're doing, what they're planning. It tells us that Esau would set his nest among the stars. Esau would progress Satan's plan. Esau made a deal with Satan at Mount Seir. He would be the forerunner for the plan of Lucifer. He would go into a colonizing posture. Take, 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 take. Not leaving anything. He would break up family. He would indoctrinate populations. He would teach children. He would indoctrinate schools, infiltrate churches. He would teach in colleges, be professors, and teach astrology, teach Zoroastrianism, teach evolution. He would be against God and teach against God. How would we figure him out? We would pay attention to his acts. We would pay attention to his movements. Because he would try to say, well, I'm a $5 Indian. I'm from Iceland. You know what I'm saying? I'm an Egyptian. He would put in movies. We all know, as the sky is blue, that Egyptians are black people. Israelites aren't Egyptians, but the hue of an Egyptian is brown, dark brown. Nubians and the North Africans, Libyans, they're brown people. But he would put himself, Esau would put himself in a movie like Gods of Egypt, and he would be the new Egyptian. Moses was an Israelite. He went into hiding in Egypt amongst black people, which is why he was able to hide there, because he had the same hue. But when you look at Charleston Weston's Moses, or Exodus movie, the film he had, he would show us to be a white man. Well, we all know that those of the Middle East were dark skinned. Charleston Heston, his movie of Moses, he would be the new Moses. They would infiltrate, and they're the Israelite now. They're the Hebrew now. He would be the new Arab. He would be the new Indian. He would be the new African. Well, I've been here for 500 some odd years. I'm African. You're not African. They wherever Esau goes, he tries to take on the spirit or the culture or the name of that particular landmass, hiding himself amongst the people. When you ask a white person, you know, or you ask anybody, well, you know, a theologian background, who's Edom? They don't know. They don't know. When you ask them who Israel is, they'll point straight over there to Jerusalem as it is today. Oh, that's the Jews. I'm the Jews. Okay, if those are the Jews, why do the same people look like that in Russia, and the same people look like that that's behind the Roman Catholic Church, and the same people look like that over here in America? You can't be everybody. Bloodline makes, you know, it draws the line, at least, don't you think? But he would be the one that would be hiding amongst people. He would be the invisible man that no one can name, no one could see, no one could put a spot on him, because he's everybody. But the Most High said, this is how we figure him out. We would see him through his tactics, through what he does. It says, how are thy things of Esau searched out? And how are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee, it says, all of the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a womb under thee. There is none understanding in him. There's no understanding in Esau. Why? Because they continue to push forth Satan's agenda. They continue to teach us against our God. They teach us in churches against our God. They teach us in schools against our God. They teach us in colleges against our God. They've created a whole system that is promoting sin, pornography, degradation, all the immoral tactics. What if they were the forerunners and believers of God, why would they have porn sites? Why would they have all these different things that would drive our people against him, against our God, and further from our God? If they're the people, And they tell us, well, that, you know, America was built on Christian Judeo values. Really? I don't. Do your research. The founding fathers were Masons. The Hellfire Club. Skull and Bones. These are things, this is what they came over here doing. This is the system that we have been living in since its inception. It's just gotten worse. It says there's no understanding in him because he's made a deal with Satan, with Lucifer himself, to help Lucifer get back out into the heavens. And he's going to try and do this with Space Force. It will happen. He will try and fight against our Lord and Savior. Don't just think that there's satellites up there. There's weaponry. We've seen it in all these sci-fi movies of, you know, different laser technology and matter weapons. They're telling us that the technology that they have been showing us, it exists. Everything they show us isn't fictional. It's preparational. It's to show us that they're trying and that they're planning for a war in space. Why do you think they came with stuff like Star Wars, Star Trek? You want to trek the space. You want to, you know, track how deep the space is. You want to have space wars. Who will be fighting in war in space? It says, shall I not in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom? And understanding out of the mount of Esau, and thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For thy violence against thy brother, Jacob. We're Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. I know a lot of people hear that, they hear it, miss it, but the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob, whose name was changed into Israel after fighting an angel. It says, for thy violence against thy brother, Jacob, shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that thou strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast one of them. So the war of 70 AD that happened when we had to vacate, which gave you guys a reason to fight over it, Palestine and those wars about, you know, which led to you guys actually getting it or making it a state in 1948 or so. A part of the Balfour Agreement. The reason why the land was vacated in the first place, it was Rome. It was Rome that desolated our homeland. It was Rome that eradicated Jerusalem and the true people, the true children of Israel. It was Rome that broke our homes. The ghettos of these communities, the same way we look in our communities right now, see how they're torn down and just zoning the drugs and the prostitution and the guns and the evil morale that lives, that spirit that lives in our communities. Who do you think propagated that? Who do you think placed that on our communities? The impoverished mindset. They've given every other group and every other movement money. And we're still in 2023, quote unquote, talking about reparations. They have decimated our people, decimated Jacob. They have destroyed the fabric of family amongst Jacob. You think that's going to go unnoticed, unanswered? Of course they're going to build us an army in space. They better try and defend what little kingdom and crumb they have, because it's going to get snatched from them, and we're next. We're next. We haven't ruled yet. We haven't had a kingdom yet. We're next, Israel. Christ is doing this for you. The Most High is doing this for you. We're next. Esau is just a stone that has to be moved. And he's going to fight it with everything that he has. With everything that he has. It says, but thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither should thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither should thou have spoken proudly in the day of their distress. Esau couldn't wait to see us fall. They remember the wars with David. They remember all those wars that happened when we lost not one man in battle. They remember it. These nations could not wait until we fail. It's the cowardly that rejoice when a great man falls, or when a hero is falls. It's the coward that rejoice. It says, "Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of thy people, and should not have looked on their affliction in the day that their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substances in the day of their calamity." Who? We can look at Africa, those in Africa, but who is responsible for the ports, the boats? The first boat, which was the SS de Juda of captivity. Who bankrolled that? Allegedly, Jewish people paid for the boats and the what's called the lot or the wooden planks that we stood on to be sold off to Mr. Jefferson or Mr. Washington or Mr. Daniels or Mr. Roberts. They paid for it. They paid for our destruction. They rejoiced over our calamity. They spoke proudly over our fall, and they looked on. And there's a judgment for it. Satan's time and his cohorts and Satan and his workers, their time is almost up, which is their reason and need for a space force. The time's almost up. It's almost up. They have to go into space. They have to. They have to go up there and try to fight for a kingdom that has fallen and can't get up. They have to. But it will fall nonetheless. Our Lord and Savior, Christ, is going to smash this place. But not just the Israelites, those who believe, but those of other Gentile nations who believe. Who believe. Yes, the kingdom will be ran by Israelites. But we have to have, we will have citizens of all nations that believe in Christ. This isn't a selfish kingdom. This will be a great blessed kingdom of those that believe in Christ. There's a war coming and they're prepping the system and military for a war, and they're distracting the citizens. So when it all cuts off and when it all shuts down, no pun intended, but we'll be left in the dark. Knowledge-wise and literally. Literally. Esau would set his nest among the stars. Last scripture. Why would Esau set his nest among the stars? Why would his plan end in the stars or in space? With a space force. Let's see. Let's go to Isaiah, the 14th chapter. In closing. It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning?" Lucifer was one of the morning stars. One of the morning stars that early in the morning you would see from the heavens. Christ is the head of the morning stars. It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart," this is the plan of Lucifer. And if Lucifer had a kingdom and a world to follow him, he would need this from his kingdom. He would need this from his societies. He would need them to fulfill this promise that he said in his heart, in Satan's heart. "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of the Most High God. I will sit also upon the mount of thy congregation, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. How can that happen? Space Force? The NASA program? He would ascend above the clouds and be what in everyone's phone. He would be the all-seeing eye over America, like the Most High is the all-seeing eye over everything that is in existence. He would be like the Most High. He couldn't be the Most High. He could never be. But he would be like the Most High. He would try to be all in all in phones and computers, in the medical system. He right now, that's another topic, but segueing into the RFID chip, he would try to enter and be inside of people to control their medical process, to control their emotional process, to influence mindsets, even shut down bodies. He would try to be like the Most High. It says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. You think in the north, Esau. You thinking that Lucifer is trying to be on the sides of the north. The Most High said he will be brought down to the sides of the pit. That they see, it says, that they see thee shall narrow. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thy saying. Is this the man that made the earth to tremble? That didst shake kingdoms? So when this all comes down, and when Satan is bound, when Lucifer is bound by our Christ, we're going to look and be like, is this the guy that had everybody shaking and trembling in his boots? Is this that little worm right here that had the whole earth under subjection? We're going to see. So with the Space Force and all of that they're trying to do, with all they're trying to accomplish, they're going to fall. They're going to fail. Even the scientists who just recently found out, you know, a couple years ago, the portals, the access points around the Earth. Yeah, they found them. Go look it up. NASA has found the portals around the world, the access points. They have found them. And they've realized that they're magnetic fields all around the Earth, some short-lived and some permanent. There's access points, portals that they're seeking to go through to try to fight against our Lord and Savior, to try to speed up a war. They will lose. They will lose. But that's the plan for Space Force. Putting all that in one jumbled bowl of nonsense. That's the plan. But they're going to lose. Because it's, I don't know what y'all reading or what they reading, but the scriptures are perfectly aligned with what's going on and what's happening right now. And it's important for us to stay tuned, stay plugged in, and stay synced in. Not be distracted by the news, not be distracted by all of these agendas and arguments that they have everybody in. Stock your food, prepare for an event that they said is to come. Prepare, because it's coming, and it could do one or two things for you when it does come. It could show you your faith, or you'll be left in the dark trying to prove your faith. It's one that's on you. But Satan has a plan. He had a plan when he came down here. When he was herald to this earth, he had a plan, and he needed those physical bodies, these humans, these people of the earth, to help him achieve that plan, to dig the minerals out of the earth, to build the materials and build the machinery. He made a plan with Esau. You get me up there, I'll help you rule over your brother. Because two powers can't rule at the same time. It's impossible. So get it together. not just Israel, because the time is at hand for all of us to wake up and understand whose we are. In these ghetto communities, in these inner cities, we out here killing each other and shooting each other, worrying about twerking, worrying about who's doing that, what he wearing, what rap song, what Jordan coming out, who about to win the finals. That's all fine and dandy, but what's really going on, they'll never tell you. They'll just say, turn your TV on, stay distracted, stay out the way while we make plans to destroy you. Kick your feet up, close your eyes. And what I mean, and when they say close your eyes, they mean watch TV. Believe what we tell you on the news. Just be a perfect, quiet little servant until we come stomp you out. And you won't fight because you'll be high. You'll be drunk. You'll be on drugs. So you won't have the aptitude to fight. So you just, we'll make weed legal for you. We'll make whatever drug legal for you guys. And you have a good time dying. That's the plan. Which side will you be on? Which side will you be on? And with that, it's your boy Young Servant. That's it. That's all I had to say on that. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody and anybody who came in and listened. But you know what I'm saying? I had to definitely hit that particular piece on the head to make that be known. That this is going to be the Space Force, the so-called Space Force, has a purpose behind it, has an agenda behind it, has a plan behind it. And the plan didn't come from an earthly man. Okay. So, I see a message here. It says, Seed of the Sun. All right, let's see what you're talking about, brother.
I think when all of these things happen, like communication failed and all of the things that man created begin to fail, I think we'd be saddened for a minute because we totally dependent on these things. But at some point, we're going to realize that these things are not natural. And things that's not natural, we shouldn't depend on totally because it blocks our awareness of the world that's abundant. You know what I'm saying? This world is full of things that helps us survive, that helps us communicate, that helps us eat. But yeah. I think the European mind has made us dependent on so many unnatural things that can be taken and given at any moment that, you know, systems like governments and things like that tend to control and toy with us. But once we stop depending on the things we love the most, I think the real wake up happens at that point because we pushed in that corner to rise.
I 100% agree with you, my guy. 100% agree with you. I definitely do. It's a distraction, man. It's a distraction. They want us distracted with the phones. They want us distracted with TV. They want us distracted with the drugs. They want us distracted with everything that is non-essential to our well-being and survival. They want us attached to it. They want us to, because some people can't go 5 seconds without their phone, let alone it being not in working condition. So a lot of people going to trip out, flip out. These Instagram heads and everybody out who can't walk 5 feet without feeling like they lost their wallet, but it's their phone. People who just go into straight phone tantrums. These children who are coming up now and are more used to having a phone in their hand than a book, are going to lose it. And you're right, some will be pushed into a corner of faith. But a lot will be pushed into a rioting posture. Why? What's going on? We need our Wi-Fi. We need it. A lot is going to be pushed into the mindset of war and anger. Because they've patterned everyone in society to be dependable or dependent on things. So I agree with you, brother. I definitely agree with you, man. I appreciate you coming through and listening. It's your boy and servant. That's everybody. I will see you guys next time. We are going to, you know, probably go into addiction, demons exposed. I think that'd be a really good one to go into. Because like my man was just saying, everybody's been so attached to all these different things. People have addictions that they don't even realize they have. So I think that'd be another one, a good one to go into. So next time, we're going to definitely vibe on that. I appreciate everybody. I hope everybody have a great, great weekend, a great Sabbath. I will see you guys Sunday. And it's your boy Young Servant. I'm out.
Every time they put us on that line, they try to test us. Knowing we was different by design, they get the message. America, that royal blood, I know it had them stressing. Knowing we them chosen ones, I know it had them stressing. Signs of the time, yeah. 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 What you thought, don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought, don't know what you thought, don't know what you thought. It's a signs of time, signs of time, signs of time, signs of time, signs of time. Don't know what you thought, don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought. They try to play hide and seek what I've had. Now I'm in the driver's seat, a foot on the gas. Coming back to the knowledge of who we are. Getting rid of all the ways to get back to law. Getting back to purpose. Everything is working. And I know it's working. First they had the purchase. And they had rehearsals. They just think it's working. But it's back in churches, man. Lessons of the persons. The devil's God word. Face the eyes first. It'll be the chosen after all. And that was God word. So when the times get hard, I pray that God word. Give me the knowledge of our fall. All that time. So the signs of the time, yeah. Signs of the time, yeah. Signs of the time. Signs of the time, yeah. Signs of the time, yeah. Signs of the time. Don't know what you, don't know what you thought, yeah. Don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought. Signs of the time. 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 I don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought. Don't know what you thought.